Nachal Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Oichlan Arayim in Yisro. Actually, Tisgalgal Bechita B'Tetamtein Bis Soirim. You're allowed to eat a temporary amount from the dough prior to wheat dough being kneaded and barley dough being kneaded. Now, barley dough, when you knead it, it's called timtum. The reason being is that it's very difficult to knead the barley dough into a cohesive lump, since barley falls apart very easily. So therefore, it's a different type of kneading when you knead barley dough, and it's called timtum, as opposed to the kneading of wheat dough, which kneads in a much more cohesive way. That is called tegalgal. But they're both the same thing. We're referring to the kneading of the dough. And the Mishnah tells us that before the dough is kneaded, you're allowed to eat a temporary amount from the dough. And even though dough that the challah has not been taken off from it yet is regarded as tavon, is forbidden to eat it. But the chiyuv of challah is only once you knead it. So therefore, prior to the kneading of the dough, the chiyuv of challah does not yet apply, and it would be allowed to eat a temporary amount of achila from the dough without having taken off the challah. Gilgala b'chitin u'timtim avasarin ha'echol mimena chayiv misa. But once the wheat dough and the barley dough has been kneaded, you are now obligated to take off challah, and if you have not yet taken off challah, the dough is regarded as teva, and somebody who eats from the dough would be chayav misa b'dei shamay. Even she knows that it's a may magbez chalasa. Uvavai shalo yehei sham chamisha ribe kema. As soon as water is poured into the flour, you now can separate the challah. As even though the chaschila, the challah should not be separated until you knead the dough, but the abed, if you separate the challah after the water has been poured into the flour, it would be a valid challah. And the Chacham have taught us that it's preferable to take off the challah immediately upon pouring water into the flour and not to wait until you knead the dough. The reason being is that the Chacham were afraid that if you wait to take off the challah until the dough is kneaded, the dough might become tamei meanwhile. And then when you separate the challah will be tamei. So it's better to take off the challah immediately upon pouring water into the flour. As long as you don't have 5/4 of a cob of flour that the water hasn't mixed in with yet, and if you still have 5/4 of a cob of flour that the water hasn't come into contact with, that 5/4 of a cob of flour will have its own chiyuv of challah. And 5/4 of a cob, that's the minimum amount that is needed to have an obligation to take off challah from. And the challah that you took off from the flour that's mixed in with water will not cover for the 5/4 of a cob of flour that is still dry, that hasn't come into contact with water. So therefore, you should wait until the water has come into contact with all the flour, and that way when you take off challah, you won't have to take off challah again from any of the rest of the flour. Somebody who has some dough, that truma got mixed in with the dough, and the truma is more than 1/100th of the mixture, so the entire mixture has a din of truma. A truma is only batel if it's less than 1/100th of the mixture. And the truma got mixed in before the dough was kneaded. In such a case, it's patur from challah. And since prior to the kneading of the dough, the truma got mixed in and the entire dough had a din of truma, it's patur from taking off challah anyway. The entire dough has to be eaten by a kohen, so you have to give it to a kohen, and you would not have to take off challah. But if after the dough has already been kneaded, that's when the truma got mixed in with the dough. In such a case, even though the entire mixture has a din of meduma and has to be given to the kohen anyway, but you do have to take off challah first. And once the dough has been kneaded, it's already higher than challah. And since the chiyuv of challah already applied to the dough, even though subsequently the truma got mixed in and now the dough has a din of meduma, you would still have to take off the challah, and then you would give both the challah and the rest of the dough to the kohen. Somebody whose dough became suffik tamei prior to the kneading of the dough. You have a suffik that maybe came into contact with something that would be mitamei. You can go ahead and prepare the dough while you are tamei, even though now you're certainly going to be mitamei the dough since you're preparing it while you're tamei. But it's okay to do that, because anyway, when you separate the challah and give it to the kohen would not be allowed to eat the challah, since it would be suffik tamei. So you can go ahead and be mitamei the dough bevadai. You can cause the dough to be certainly tamei. But if the dough became suffik tamei after it's already been kneaded, the dough must be prepared while you are tamei. And once the dough has been kneaded, that's when the chiyuv of challah applies. and dough which has been kneaded, and the challah has not yet been taken from it, must be treated with the same sanctity as challah itself. So therefore, even though the dough is now safek tameh, but since the dough must be treated with the same sanctity as challah, since the chiyuv of challah already applies, you have to treat the dough as you would treat challah itself. And challah itself, it has a safek tumah, you're not allowed to go ahead and be mitami it bevada. It still has to be guarded that it should not become tamei bevada. So therefore, this dough, which has already been kneaded, and at the time it was kneaded, it was tar, so the chiyuv of challah would apply. Even though subsequently it became safek tamei, you cannot be mitami it bevada. You have to prepare it while you are tar.